And then, so then he
sits down.
Mm-hmm. If no one else was standing, you'd say they had all
sat.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
please pass the potato.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want him to go ahead and eat without waiting, and they're there in front of him, you don't want him to wait till they pass, you'll say,
go ahead and help yourself to the potatoes.
Mm-hmm. So you might say he went ahead and
ate.
Mm-hmm. Or
helped his plate.
Mm-hmm. Since he had already what himself.
Helped himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could ask him to pass them to you, yeah. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
warmed over.
Mm-hmm. And anything else, you could have warmed over.
You're having leftovers.
Mm-hmm, something like that. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you ever had a dish that, maybe you took cornmeal and boiled it with salt and water and ate it that way? What would you?
That would be mush. Cornmeal mush.
Ever heard that called anything else around here?
No, I haven't.
Ever heard anybody call it gruel?
I sure have.
Is that the same thing?
I would think it would be.
Mm-hmm. What do you call stuff like peas and beets and
vegetables?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you tell me some of the kinds of vegetables that are grown around here?
We have corn, peas, squash, okra, beans and butter beans, tomatoes. Cabbage, turnips, collards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables?
A garden. Mm-hmm. Or a patch.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you mentioned peas. Can you tell me some of the different kinds of peas you have around here?
Well, we have field peas, mm-hmm. usually the black-eyed or the purple bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the early spring, we have what we call English peas, and some people call garden peas.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about those peas. When do you usually plant your peas?
Probably in April.
Mm-hmm. And when could you start picking them?
Probably in June.
June. How long would that go on?
Throughout. Well, then you would plant several times. I mean, you would have late peas that you'd probably plant in July. And
when could you harvest those?
In September.
September. So it takes about how many months to pull peas?
About 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you mentioned butter beans, and you mentioned beans. Now, what was the difference there?
The butter bean you shell and eat the bean itself. And the green beans,
mm-hmm.
there are pole beans and bush beans that you snap, and a lot of people call them snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when would you plant your butter beans?
Probably in April, in the spring.
Mm-hmm. And when could you pick those?
About the same time the peas, 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned butter beans. You didn't mention lima beans. Is that the same thing?
To me, a lima bean is a larger bean.
Can you describe?
And the bean itself is quite a bit larger than a butter bean,
mm-hmm.
and it's not as tender.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, in the South, we have butter beans. They're small, tender beans.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned turnips. Let's see. You take the tops of the turnips and cook them. You'd have a mess of
a turnip salad.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might call that?
Turnip tops, or mm-hmm. just
okay. Let's see. You mentioned cabbage. If you have more than one, you have two
heads of cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Or let's see, and well, something else that might come in heads.
Lettuce.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, would you ever say, say you had two boys and three girls, would you ever say you had five heads of children? Is that even in joking, or is that something you never
probably
say?
Probably in joking.
Mm-hmm. What else might say if you had just a big family, say seven boys, seven girls, mm-hmm. you'd say you had
a whole bunch of children.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might say there?
Just a slew of them.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anyone use the word passel there, whole
mm-hmm.
passel?
Passel are useful a bunch. I haven't thought of it in relationship to children.
Mm-hmm. But you have, so you
use that. In fact, I think I have used the word.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.